I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a
cup. I'm choking on the coffee.
About society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Did you guys notice already that I like coffee? I wonder if that's an American thing or a all around the world thing. Coffee is the thing that gets you going in the morning, obviously, right? Even though there's a lot of people that like to talk about how bad it is, but a lot of people need it. And of course, there's a lot of studies out there that tells you how good it is. So, keep on drinking your coffee however you like to drink it. You know me, if you've been listening for a while now, you know how I'd like to take my coffee. It's usually a nice Colombian Folgers with some Silk almond milk coffee creamer with a splash of cinnamon. Sometimes I get bold and switch it up, right? So I add turmeric to either the same coffee or black coffee and just add a Splenda or maybe just by itself. But either way, those are some unique ways of taking it. And turmeric is a good way to start off your morning. You know, get some antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, a lot of the benefits. Everybody knows turmeric. You guys know how that is. So join me in a celebratory sip of coffee in the morning. And it's going to be a doozy. So bear with me. And let's get into it. You know, the one thing that I wanted to put out there now that I didn't get a chance to do on my previous episodes, I hope you guys took a listen to it. It was, I had a long, time away from the podcast and my internet radio station, and it felt like a vacation. The one thing that I kept remembering, you guys know my age, if anybody's around my age bracket, or maybe even now, I think that's still on reruns, Married with Children. If anybody remembers that one episode where Al Bundy, who's the father of the family and Married with Children, goes on vacation, but instead of going away, he pretty much goes on vacation on his couch. He puts a blockade around his couch. He has like food by him. He just sits there and watches TV, I think for like a week straight or something like that. That was kind of my vacation. I didn't really go anywhere, but I felt like Al Bundy, just cutting myself off from everybody, the world. And of course, there was some, there were a couple of times where I was sick. I got the Rona, or maybe I got the flu. Maybe it was Flu-Rona, what everybody keeps talking about now. This new flu that's coming out of France. Maybe it was Omicron. Maybe it was all of the above. Maybe it was Decepticon. Who knows? You know, that's the going joke nowadays. But who knows what I had. But I got it. And I got through it in 3 to 4 days. Well, I was sick for, maybe about a week. But I noticed when I was a little bit worried, when I lost my sense of smell and taste. I was like, oh man, this sucks. And I can't smell the coffee. And this really bothers me. It was really bothersome. Like, oh my God, are you telling me I can't? At first I was like worried. And then I was like, okay, I can't taste anything. Everything just tastes bland to me. And then later on, I started noticing, okay, I can, my tongue receptors can taste the sugar and taste fat, right? But I couldn't like, I couldn't notice the flavor of things. Like I didn't know what I was smelling. I didn't know what I was tasting, but you know, your sugar receptors, your sweet taste and your fat taste, I was able to notice that. But other than that, I couldn't. But luckily, I did. Maybe I did it too late, but I've been doing it for a while now. I take vitamin D, D3, and quercetin. And I was trying to look for the Zelenko protocol pills that he's selling on his website. You guys, you can go to zstack.com. But he pretty much puts everything in the adequate formula and put it together in a bottle. But you can get these things separately, you know, in your local, whatever, pharmacy or online. But I got, I don't know if it was a knockoff, but it was something similar to that, which had the same type of vitamins. It had vitamin D, C, quercetin, and zinc. All in one bottle, just two a day. And that's what I was doing. I was taking that. I was taking an extra pill of vitamin D. And I was drinking lots of teas and stuff like that. So that might have helped me get better quicker. Who knows? And of course, that's what it was for my vacation, I guess. At least for a chunk of it, right? At least a small chunk of it. All right, so let's get started with an article that I looked into that I have in the description box below. So I recommend you guys give it a read. You know, take it upon yourself to understand the talking points so that just in case somebody wants to come at you. But this is from an article by Blaze Media. The author's last name is Horowitz. But he goes into detail of six COVID data points, which pretty much debunks or destroys the current narrative that keeps people going for tests, advocating for vaccine mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So please go give it a read. I'm going to break down some talking points in it. And like I said, make your informed decision, you know, based on what you're hearing and what information is really out. So one of the data discussed in the article was from Germany, where in the Robert Koch Institute, about 95% of the people that are vaccinated caught Omicron, right? So they advocated that, well, the article said that 70% mostly are vaccinated there. And at least a quarter of them have gotten their boosters. And yet they all still contracted Omicron, which pretty much means that the vaccination's efficacy or effectiveness are at negative 87%. So what's going on with the vaccines? Are they working? They don't work. How many jabs does somebody need to take before their immune system is shot? Huh. I don't know. You might need to read this article. Let me give you one more. So since we have a bunch of people here in the United States that either are new to their job and have not acquired the experience needed to do some actual studies and getting data together, or they're just incompetent, or they're doing it on purpose. But according to this article, the UK, on the other hand, knows how to collect data accurately. And from their health security database, I forgot the name of it. You guys can look at the article. 25% of those in the hospitals that have acquired Omicron are among the unvaccinated. Only 25%. And they even put their with supposed symptoms of Omicron. They're still getting through which one really has Omicron and not. But 25% of them are only unvaccinated. The rest are vaccinated. So as you can hear, those are just two examples. There are six in this article that you should definitely read and get up to date with, you know, the narrative crumbling down. I mean, just like a certain podcaster would say a lot, if the jabs work, why aren't they working? And you can't use that excuse that it's because of the one person that didn't get jabbed that could be still spreading it, because there's many cases, even in cruise ships, where everybody was vaccinated and they still acquired Omicron. So Omicron is probably the result of what the banned professionals on vaccines, like Dr. Robert Malone and people like Peter McCullough, who said that when you heavily vaccinate, I guess, test subjects, the virus is going to try and find a way to mutate in a way to escape the vaccine blockage. So I strongly recommend you reading it. Of course, it has sources, so go have a field day with those sources, post it on your social medias, and just be aware. Just grab another perspective, okay? And while you're doing that, let me just take this opportunity to pay some bills. We'll be right back. You know, in these uncertain times, a lot of people are thinking ways of saving money. One of the big ways that has been talked about for the past 10, 20 years is creating tiny homes and getting rid of mortgage payments and rentals and things like that. One of the things you can do is build yourself a container home. And what a great service Hernandez Mobile Welding provides. Now, that's just one thing that they can do. But a container home is one way to save money in these uncertain times. But they also provide many welding services. And they also use many different kinds of materials. Aluminum, iron, and stainless steel. They are OSHA compliant, licensed, and insured. And they provide top-notch service. For more information, go to HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com. Or their phone number at 954-347-4071. They are based out of Florida. So that is 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
So, thank you guys for hanging in there. So let's get into the next part about this. I played many clips on my last episode. And for those of you who don't know, please check out Joe Rogan's podcast, who he had Dr. Robert Malone on, who is pretty much one of the key people in creating this vaccine technology. And of course, he was banned off of Twitter. amongst other platforms. So he is joining a lot of people, even Joe Rogan now, on other social platforms like Rumble, which is the YouTube alternative, which I hope everybody goes there. I'm there as well. And now he just jumped to Getter, G-E-T-T-R, which is the Twitter alternative. And just from that move, a lot of people have done the same thing. So these are things that is not going to happen overnight, right? But the small accumulate, if when you try to suppress information, then it becomes a problem, because then you're really going to make people want to find out what it is, right? And why would you want to suppress information from one of the key people in this new experimental technology in jabs that you're forcing people to take? You're forcing people to be the experiment. Now, he has a message that I'm going to be playing, and it goes towards this obsession with vaccinating children. And like I said in my previous, go check out my old episode, but like I said, you made your decision with the information you've had. Unfortunately, they made sure that you didn't get the other side of that information, but you still had a choice. But kids don't have choice. So I highly recommend you guys really paying attention to both sides. That is the only way that you can make a rational decision. You need to have consent, not just like, oh, I'll take your word for it. You will never do me any harm. I highly doubt that the fact that the billionaires now have made a, think about, what is a crazy number, like 300 or 600 billion more dollars in 1 year because of these jabs. Of course, they have your best interest in mind, right? Of course. Especially Pfizer, which has had a lot of problems with their drugs in the past, right? In terms of lawsuits and some shenanigans happening. But no, this time it's okay. This time they got your back. But no, here is Dr. Robert Malone with another public service announcement. And I hope you guys really take it in.
I stand by this statement with a career dedicated to vaccine research and development. I'm vaccinated for COVID, and I'm generally pro-vaccination. I've devoted my entire career to developing safe and effective ways to prevent and treat infectious diseases. After this, I'll be posting the text of this statement so that you can share it with your friends and family. Here's the thing. Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. There are three main issues that parents need to understand before they take this irrevocable decision. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parent's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs. These organs include their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and most importantly, this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. They cannot be reversed. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You cannot repair heart tissue scarring. You cannot repair a genetically reset immune system. And this vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your family. The second thing you need to know is about the fact that this novel technology has not been adequately tested. We need at least 5 years of testing and research before we can really understand the risks associated with this new technology. The harms and risk from new medicines often become revealed many years later. I ask you to ask yourself, as a fellow parent, if you want your child to be part of the most radical experiment in human history. One final point. The reason they're giving you to vaccinate your child is a lie. Your children represent no danger to their parents or grandparents. It's actually the opposite. Their immunity after getting COVID is critical to save your family, if not the world, from this disease. Finally, in summary, there's no benefit for your children or your family to be vaccinating your children against the small risks of the virus, given the known health risks of the vaccine that as a parent, you and your children may have to live with for the rest of your lives. The risk-benefit analysis is not even close with this vaccine for children. As a parent and grandparent, my strong recommendation to you is to resist and fight to protect your children.
Now, this is coming from an expert, a guy who is obsessed with this technology. He's been doing it for most of his career. Fauci. He's had a bad record when it comes to public health. Bad, evil experiments, right? If you guys remember my previous episode, how I don't care about titles. I do care about someone's obsession. I have something in my gut telling me to really pay attention to Robert Malone's plea to you. Is this your kids? Like you said, the damage that you're going to be doing to those organs, they don't fix themselves, right? This is not like you're going to regenerate new cells. How is that going to impact people in the future, the kids in the future? Something to think about. Something to really think about and keep thinking without making these rash decisions, even though they're making it difficult for you. This makes no sense. And this is not just a United States thing. It's a world thing. So, and just to put this out there, there was a study that came out from an insurance company. I don't know the details of it, but the gist of it is, I think there was a 40% increase in deaths among, 18 to 65-year-olds? Maybe even younger, 18 to 45 or something like that. But 40% increase in deaths. Now, we can't be using the excuse that, you know, the amount of deaths are from the elderly, because these are young individuals. Now, what I don't know, and I'm going to be fair about this, I don't know if those are deaths from the jab or deaths from the lockdowns and people being suicidal and killing themselves, or deaths from this whole defunding the police and lots of homicides increasing in rural in city areas. So I haven't checked the data. But it's something to think about, right? And these are young individuals, not the elderly. So we're going to go to one of my segments, which is my TikTok picks of the day. And one of them kind of goes with what we're talking about and choices, right? Because even though they're making it very hard for you to choose, the alternative, it's still a choice, right? So this individual, and like I said, all the clips that I play are in the description box below. So if you want to go follow these people on TikTok, please go do so. And this great TikTok pick of the day is by a young lady whose TikTok name is Hood and Hollywood. No, I'm sorry. Hood and Holy Water. I was way off. Hood and Holy Water on TikTok. So make sure to go and show your support and draw some maybe inspiration or just thought, right? Because this person has had the same decisions to make that a lot of people have. And this is not like hating on anybody that have chosen differently, but there is another option. And this person has made their choice and are sticking to their guns. And that's the thing, like sticking to your convictions. If you have certain values, don't let, you know, people make you feel bad about that, right? I get hate on this all the time. And it's not the first time. It was the same way when I went vegan. And I've been vegan now since 2012. What is that? 10 years? So I've been vegan for 10 years. And I still get flack for it. So this is just another thing. This is just another way of sticking to your conviction. So here we go with this TikTok pick of the day by Hood and Holy Water. Kind of like that. Kind of like
it. Hello, TikTok. It appears that the frogs that are slowly boiling are becoming upset with the frogs that jumped out of the slow boil early on in the experiment. I've been getting a lot of comments from people that complied with the mandate under duress. Feel in some kind of way about my seemingly general jokes about people that got the jabby stabby. And I just want to clear something up. First of all, my frustration and jokes have always been directed at government agencies and systems and individuals who propagate those narratives. It's never been directed at the victims of the government mandates. However, if you are an individual that complied under duress and you do not use your voice to speak out against said mandates, I have an issue with you. Not a personal issue per se, but my jokes apply to you as well. Now, I understand all of the different things that come into the equation when you're deciding what you're going to do and what risk you're going to take given these circumstances in 2022. I understand that this particular situation might not be your line in the sand and that you might go ahead and just get the jabby stabby to keep your good paying job. But here's the thing. This is my line. Okay? This is my line. I had the same choices as everyone else in the worst case scenario. I was living in a liberal hellhole in the most fucking dictatorial state in all of the United States, Cali motherfucking California. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to put my children in school unless they were fully vaccinated to the CDC schedule, recommended schedule, several years ago. So what did I do? My husband and I put our heads together and we retired him from his job so he could stay home with my then newborn child and we wouldn't have to deal with these things. Then COVID came. And the reality we knew super early on was that this was going to be about vaccination status. God gave us a green light and we cashed out our retirements and gave up everything and everyone we've ever known to get the fuck out. So you don't get to gatekeep my feelings about the people that complied to this mandate. Am I mad at you? No. Do I have respect for your decision? As a human? Yes. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. At this point, we're 3 years into 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's not the pro-vaxxers and the crazy government agencies that are keeping this shit in play. It's people that continue to get tested. It's people that line up for booster after booster. It's people who continue to comply because it's easier than speaking out and saying no. The way I see it, we are going to take on risk either way, and I would rather take on the risk that leaves my conscience clear. That's it. Have a good day.
Right on, man. Right on. Now, I tried to make this a family-friendly episode, and I'm going to continue it, but I just had to let those bombs go because it was warranted. So for those that had any children in the room, I apologize. I'm trying to move towards a more cleaner episodes and shows so that it's easier on the ears. So you can listen to this live in your car or on your radio, on your Alexa devices. So, yeah, but it was warranted. Right on, girl. That is, now I have several TikToks of the day, but that is my number one for today. Please go to Hood and Holy Waters TikTok. I was going to say Twitch. TikTok and let her know that I sent her. Oh, I sent you. But she doesn't need any assistance. She has a lot of followers. But make sure to give her the thumbs up for that, because that's how it should be, right? She knows both sides. She knows what is the right decision for her and her family, not the state, not the government, right? She gets it, and she made the effort to leave a state that wants to be in control of your life, right? That's pretty much what it is. They want to be in control of your life. And you still think that they have your best interests in mind, right? So they want to lock you down. They want to take away treatments that work and give you treatments that don't work, that cause harm. They want to limit the use of monoclonal antibodies because they want to make sure that their experiment shows that it's the jabs that help, not other things. Kind of like those people that may have going through cancer, chemotherapy, and things like that. They tell them not to take any herbal supplementation or anything like that because they want to make sure they show that it was what they did that helps, right? But no, they don't. They want to make you take remdesivir. Heard of remdesivir? Here's another clip of the day from TikTok that it's in the description box below. If you want to give this individual a thumbs up for spreading this information. But here's a clip of what does the study say about remdesivir? This is what they tell you. They're going to give these people in the hospitals instead of things that actually work, like ivermectin, like hydroxychloroquine, like monoclonal antibodies, like vitamin C, D, quercetin, zinc, even inhalers that and nasal sprays that might help as well. There's plenty of doctors that have helped treat and cure over thousands and thousands of people that have gotten sick. Well, here's a study. Let's see what they say about remdesivir.
Let's talk about remdesivir. So this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, December the 12th, 2019, which is somewhat ironic because that's kind of the same month that COVID appeared. So this was a study looking at remdesivir for the treatment of Ebola. You'll see at the first interim analysis, they stopped remdesivir. Why did they stop the use of remdesivir? Because this was a toxic drug which killed patients and increased the risk of kidney failure, and the Data Monitoring Safety Board stopped the study because it was toxic. Okay? Fauci knew this. Okay, next slide. We then come to the Act One trial, okay, by Gilead. So this study was done from February 21. The last patient was enrolled in the study April the 19th. So April the 19th. The last patient hadn't even had their 28-day follow-up when this man sits in the White House on the 29th of April saying that the outstandingly good outcome and results with this drug called remdesivir, and FDA is going to approve it. So this is before they'd actually compiled all the data. This is before they had safety data. This is before there was a preparation. This man is sitting in the White House on his little couch, advertising and promoting the use of this drug. This is unprecedented. Next slide. But what many people don't know is what Gilead did is halfway through the study, they did an interim analysis and found that the study was not going to be positive. So they changed the endpoint. They changed the goalpost halfway through the study. So that is called scientific misconduct. There's no journal in the world or no organization which would not agree. That's why you prospectively registered the study. What they did is they changed the endpoint. New England Journal knew about this because you can see the original endpoint included mortality and time on ventilator. They knew it was never going to be positive, so they changed the endpoint to some kind of bizarre time to recovery endpoint, which is completely meaningless. And based on this new endpoint, they showed some shortening of time to recovery, and based on that bogus endpoint, the FDA approved remdesivir.
So, still think that they got your best interests at heart? Huh. So, knowing that this remdesivir causes damage, they approved it anyway, so that it could do more damage to people on ventilators. It is not helping at all, right? You know what is helping, though, is recommendations by Peter McCullough, right? I try to work on my segues. It's been a while. But here's another TikTok video of the day. Now, for those of you that haven't followed me on TikTok, it is WESN Station on TikTok. The link is in the description below. And I went to this gentleman's TikTok page, and I asked him a question. And surprisingly enough, he answered my question. I wanted to know about the claims of these nasal sprays or a DIY, do-it-at-home spray that you can put, you know, up your nose or do a mouthwash with it using iodine and I think it's hydrogen peroxide, 10%. And he answered it in the video. So I recommend, this is of course in the description box below, I recommend everybody to go and to visit this gentleman's TikTok. He has lots of information there health-wise an alternative. I can't even say alternative. It seems like some of it is just fact, right? When he goes through studies, he's putting a light on certain studies that the mainstream isn't doing, right? Now, of course, I'm not going to agree with everything he does. He sometimes recommends like a carnivore diet, which I don't, I don't agree with. But hey, that's the deal with free speech, right? We don't have to agree with everything, but there are alternatives out there. So here's the clip of the gentleman describing Peter McCullough's advice on using a homemade nasal spray that kills viruses on contact, right? Now, I'm not saying that this is going to kill COVID, but they're making a good claim of it. And there's other companies out there that maybe you might have seen a headline or two about it. That is being sued, I think, by the federal government, claiming that their nasal products kills COVID. Now, I don't think you should make that claim, but there are products out there, budesonide and other things like that, that does kill viruses on contact. So, I mean, unless this virus is completely different from every other virus, you can't exclude it. And it is highly recommended. You know, you can go to AmericansFrontlineDoctors.org, I believe is .org. And it's a part of the recommendations there for early treatment and if you're currently infected. And of course, they give you recommendations to give to a hospital or a doctor to be able to allocate the right treatment for you, not to give you remdesivir and ventilate you, and then you'll never see your family again. So here we go with this clip. Make sure to go follow this gentleman on TikTok.
Been around a big crowd or someone that's sick? Let's review how to reduce viral load for less severe illnesses. This information stems from advice given by Dr. Peter McCullough. Nasal and oral washes can be done prophylactically twice a day and up to every 4 hours during early treatment. In clinical trials, this method has been found to be 99.9% effective as an antiviral treatment in vitro in just 30 seconds. You need to start 1.5 ounces of water, half a teaspoon of povidone iodine, and a pinch of salt. Squirt or spray solution up your nose and sniff back, spit out. Repeat that process. Make the wash daily and discard what you don't use. Hope this helps.
Now, I hope that that information helped, right? Because we need all the help we can get because we're not getting it from the media, right? And definitely not the government. This is what happens when government has complete control of a lot of things. And it should be, I gotta drive this point home that this is what it is like to live in a communist country. When the government controls your healthcare, the media, et cetera, your free speech is diminished. You have no idea what you're being given, if it's effective, if it's actually working, or it's just to be a part of an experiment, right? So the best bet is for you to have control over your body and to make conscious efforts to better yourself and your health, because they're not going to do it. So when we're going through the now, in terms of children and their health, I have another clip of the day. I usually pick like five, right? And this is from another TikToker who is a news anchor, I believe a local Michigan news anchor, but he is straight to the point, and and what a news anchor or journalist should be. He just gives you the facts, and he tells you in the video as well. I'm not telling you what to think, I'm just letting you know what's happening. It's up to you to make the decision. But here's, I think his name is Dave Bondi on TikTok. So make sure to go look for him and check him out. But he goes into this clip of an Arizona governor who is not going to take no more BS from the other states wanting to control your life. No, he's going to say, hey, put your kids in school. No home learning for them. He knows when something isn't working.
Governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is saying that children in his state will not be going virtual. They will all be staying in class. He said COVID-19, it has proven over the past 2 years that taking kids out of school is not good for them. I want to know what you think about all of this, everyone. I'm a news anchor. I'm a dad. I keep it real. It's my night off from work, so that's why I'm looking like I am. Go ahead and follow me on TikTok right over there. It's not my job to tell any of you what to think. That's your job.
Straight to the point, man. That's the way I like it. Now, let me get into my next commercial. Guys, my hobby, my passion was always to work at an internet radio station, right? So things that never panned out, but I decided to do it on my own, in my own little way. So I have WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which you can download on your app store, whether it's Google or Apple, or you can ask your Alexa devices to start WESN live, and she will, or it will. I don't even know why I'm giving it a gender, but anyway, I strongly suggest to please give it a download, give us a review. We're gonna have some shows on there. Of course, you're gonna have myself. There's other shows there, other fellow podcasters that believe in the station and believe in their message. So please go download the app. You can send us an email, rate the app, et cetera, et cetera. So that's W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network. W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network. We have music and we have content there. So give it a shot. It's free. Just download it. See what you think. And let us know what you think. Any suggestions on stories, or you might want to have a show yourself, hit us up and let us know. That's WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. Thank you guys for listening. Now, before, I know it's mostly COVID talk, but there's something else that's happening that needs to be looked at and checked out. One of the things that's going to be happening now is this voting for removing the filibuster from Congress, right? But here's another TikTok video that best explains this. Of course, all TikTok videos are in the description box below. Get yourself informed. It's not all about booty shaking on TikTok, even though there is plenty of those. But there is a lot of information that is prevalent. Just in case I don't watch TV at all. I haven't even watched a movie. I think the only movie that I've seen was The Matrix. And I've been looking at, I've never seen the show before, Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I'm kind of like brushing up on that show. And of course, I'm a Seinfeld fan. But anyway, so this is a video, my other video of the day from TikTok, where they go into detail on the reason why they want to do this is to make voting federal. So there's a lot of problems with that, it seems, because it's just going to give less, it's going to diminish the integrity of voting, right? You think 2020 was an issue? I'll even go the other way. You think 2016 was an issue? Now, there's going to be a lot of that happening if this is allowed to occur. So be mindful. The what is it? The primaries? The halfway point elections are coming up. Now, I have a feeling there's going to be some shenanigans and a lot of, oh, you think you're getting somebody better, but you're really not. Which is what, now, on a side note, this is what I was kind of taught in college, when I went to college, right? Which is what kind of made me go for, you know, the left side and believe in Marxism, communism, and talk about it because, oh, you know, it kind of made me lazy, to be honest with you, right? The professor, you know, was laid back in his teaching. We can show up whenever we wanted. Of course, when they give me that option, I show up all the time. But anyway, but one of the main themes is that they tell you, at least they, and there might be some truth to this, is that you think you have a choice, but it's really two sides of the same coin, Democrat or Republican. So whatever you pick is going to be garbage, right? It really boils down to that 1% or the handful of corporations that own everything in the world. And whatever they want, they're going to get. So, something to think about. But here we go with this clip.
Right now in the United States Senate, they're trying to change and restructure the filibuster rules to be able to pass bills that we don't particularly want as a whole. Then bills will just come in front of the Senate, they will be voted on, and it'll be over with, whether you and I want it or not. The number one bill they want to get passed through right now is federalizing all elections. Let me say that to you again, all elections. They couldn't get the presidential election right last year, but they want every state, county, city, federal, all elections will be federalized if they get their way. Just read your news right now. It's happening. Read your news and get this right. Chuck Schumer is going to try to push through this filibuster. Well, this end of the filibuster, and then they'll get anything they want when it comes to elections from here on out. Do you really want your federal government federalizing every election that you have? If you don't believe me, just go check Dave Bondi right on here on TikTok. He just brought this out, and it's in the national news. Do your homework before we all get screwed.
So, we need to start paying attention. I was watching a video that I'm going to be playing in my live radio show on WESN, where a gentleman, when asked about what are his thoughts about the mandates and government and the way it's being run right now, this might be like a proverb or something that. But this gentleman said that they're not going to take away everything in one shot, like one swoop. It's going to be death by a thousand. What is it? Death by a thousand slashes or something like that. They're slowly cutting away at everything that has to do with civil liberty. It's just, it starts off with getting rid of people off of social media, banning them from the internet. They got rid of Robert Malone. They got rid of Peter McCullough. They got rid of a congresswoman a congressperson. I don't even know the proper way of it. Marjorie Taylor Greene. They got rid of her off of Twitter. Now, of course, they're all going to get her. Get her. And I'm also on Getter as well. So if anybody wants to follow me there, you can go ahead and look. Let's make friends. Let's be friends on Getter. But that is just a sample of what is happening. Then they talk about defunding police officers. And those that get locked up are released. And those can shoplift as long as it's under a certain amount of money. Slowly deteriorating society, right? I mean, to someone that probably lived that way their whole lives, that's fine, right? I guess if nobody's going to do anything, go inside of a pharmacy. But why are you going to go steal clothes? This is what I don't understand. If this is that bad, go steal. No, I'm not advocating theft, right? I'm not telling you guys what to do, especially something illegal. It's still illegal, guys. As much as they want to put out that it's not, it's still illegal. But if it was me, I would be stealing. Well, maybe they are. I haven't really looked for that kind of news, but I would be stealing medicines. Canned foods. I will be, you know, grabbing anything that I would that I can use to survive in the future. But these individuals are going into, well, maybe they're thinking, okay, maybe I'm just going to sell this on the streets and get more money out of it, and you know, save that money or use that to buy essential thing. But what's the good of getting that money if the value of the dollar is going downhill, right? So you're going to be sitting on a lot of cash or expensive things. So what are you going to do? You're going to barter a Louis Vuitton bag for some rice? I mean, it might come down to it. I don't know. It might come down to it. But see what I'm saying? But so, I mean, if you're going to do that, go steal some essential, like, bandages, you know, alcohol, peroxide, you know, things like this. Things like that is what's going to help you. At least for now, right? Until who knows what's going to happen. It's definitely not going to, we're not going to be saved by a certain idol, you know, that's going to be winning an election, especially the way things are. And think about this. Why are they, with all this Build Back Better packages and child credit, you know, yet they made, there's people that have made, what is it, $800 billion more money. But they can't give people another stimulus check, right? Or things like that. They don't care about you. They're trying to kill you. They want to kill you, make you broke, and keep you broke. And they're making it so that you have to take a jab to keep your job. Which, for all intents and purposes, the jab might kill you in 3 to 5 years. Because we don't know the long-term effects of this jab. So, either way, they made it so that you're screwed no matter what you do. So, they don't really care about you. And you know who's going to drive this point home? And before we end it off, I want to say thank you guys for listening to this episode. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you guys give us a review on the WESN app. But here to drive this point home is an oldie but goodie tried and true, intelligent comedian by the name of George Carlin. Now, George Carlin, rest in peace, my friend. You were a very smart individual. Even in your comedy, you made everyone think. And he pretty much lays it out on the whole situation with higher ups and the common man. Because I'm going to let this slide. He is George Carlin. The famous words that you can't say. I'm going to let him go. So if you have children, earmuffs. But he let you know. So I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this cup of coffee with me. I hope I didn't, you didn't burn yourself. And I'll see you guys next time. But this is the best way to end this episode with George Carlin.
It sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club. And you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.